great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Taco Man Grill in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco, and Taco Man Radio is on the air. Straight up, 1 hour to go. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-75. I'm going to give you an in-depth look at Muhammad Ali you probably have never taken before, because this is Ali in his own words. We're talking about the greatest athlete of all time. Of course, dead now, what, about a year, 15 months. Of course, passing away on June the 3rd. Septic poisoning. The bottom line is, you know, his body was tired, man. He was tired. I mean, if you're with Ali in the 90s, you can see that some of the air was coming out of his tires then, okay? And then, of course, by 2000, I was with him in 2000 in Sacramento, California. He wasn't looking all that good, but he still had, you know, the humor, and he was quick. He was still being Ali, okay? Then I saw him about 2005, and, you know, things started to slow down a little bit. And, of course, in the past few years, things have been really, really difficult for the greatest athlete in the history of sports. No doubt about it. Nobody transformed the world of sports more than the man born Cassius Clay back in 1942. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm the Taco Man. Welcome to my Muhammad Ali special live from San Francisco.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Born January 17, 1942, of course, began boxing at the age of 12 when somebody stole his bicycle allegedly. Of course, a Louisville policeman allegedly helped him become a young amateur boxer. At the age of 18, he won an Olympic gold medal in, I believe, Paris, France. Back in 1960, I was at 178 pounds, the light heavyweight limit. Of course, won the heavyweight championship of the world in 1964, beating the great Sonny Liston. Yes, Sonny Liston was a great fighter. Of course, came back and beat George Foreman, possibly an overrated fighter in 1974. And then, of course, defeated Leon Spinks, who had beat him in a decision a year, about 6 or 8 months prior. I'm talking about for the World Heavyweight Championship back in 1978. So between February 24th, 1964 and September 1964, Ali was the undisputed champion. Unbelieve it or not, after that, the title sort of got fragmented and things sort of go different directions. The bottom line is we all knew that Muhammad Ali was the world heavyweight champ, whether or not Ernie Terrell held the WBA title. Now, I'm going to set this up this way. We're going to sort of go backwards a little bit. We're going to go backwards in history. We'll go back to Muhammad Ali's 50th birthday party and the great Howard Cosell. That's right. Ali and Cosell, the two greatest sparring partners of all time, going back and forth for Ali's 50th.
Muhammad, was he doing anything differently up to the time you hit him from the first fight?
Well, Howard Cosell, what he was doing was this fella making all this noise is Howard Cosell. What he was doing, Howard?
Good luck. I hope it's not an act. I hope you mean it.
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if there have the other fights been acts. Have they been acts?
Not so far.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
And with that final stage of the act.
This is unexpected. I didn't know you would invite me to do this. Oh, hold it. You must be on boxing position and just have a little dance like we're boxing. And just for 1 second, I have to time it. And for 1 second, right there, see?
Whom would you like to fight and where and when?
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zor Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming.
Just stay in shape.
Are you taking Zor Foley too lightly?
Why would you say that?
Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zor.
I'm confident I can whoop all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. What you trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident I can whoop all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm there.
Well, I tell you, Cosell, I've been taking oxygen because I needed the oxygen. What you will see is I won't need the oxygen tonight. I'm ready.
I want you so bad, I just get tired. I done made you great in this country, and you still popping off. I want you bad.
Wait, let's get the facts straight. I made you.
You made me.
Nobody knew you.
You made me.
I took a poor little kid from Lowerville
and made me.
Let's put
anybody
it on the
thing. About you, anybody who didn't watch football didn't know you. Come on, it gets back with the interview now.
Number two. The body is now aging.
You ready?
A shell of what it used to be.
What am I going to do? Yes.
The man's beset by fear. What are you going to do to George for me?
He just said the man's body is not what it used to be. The man is beset by fear. Talking about me. Are you crazy? If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. Of course, the game makes something proud about that, but as you say, it was extraordinary. It was still a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
But the soccer fight, how would I dance 12 rounds 3 years later? I got the films, if you don't believe it.
I saw it. I called it.
Well,
you thought that fight was no contest.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Neither are you. And that's saying a lot coming from me.
What you call
it? Let's tell it like it is, right from the beginning.
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television.
You'd still be stealing bikes in Louisville if
don't
it weren't for me.
Don't tell people I stole bikes.
Everybody's talking about Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. This chumps out there think Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I brought to boxing the anchor punch, the ghetto whopper, the bull no punch, the Malaysian waltz, the double shuffle, the Russian bank, the rope and dope, the mirage. You realize we are opening up for Saturday. This is live. Split screen. I talk to you, I talk to Frazier. These people will then have a chance to evaluate your courage or lack thereof. You understand?
I mean, speak in simple English. I didn't go to school. I don't understand all these big words. You're always coming up with a lot of big words. You know what I'm doing? How I'm gonna say? I promise you this, and I promise the world. People want to see me slap you. They want to see me do something to you, and that's against the law. But I tell you what, one of these days, I promise you, the next time you get in the ring agitating with me, I hope you're there on my last fight. I swear I'm going to pull it off. Howard Cosell, show the people that you're not the man you was a few years ago.
Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
All of the years, all of the times together, I've enjoyed them. You're a very special man with a very special meaning.
Thank you.
To all of the American people.
Thank you.
I congratulate you. It's my honor. Your name is Muhammad Ali.
Hard to believe. All the years. Everything that's passed between us. It's so hard to believe. And so memorable. And now, it's time to say to you, Muhammad, God bless you, and happy birthday to you. You're 50 years old. I never thought that could happen. Not to you. But it has. And you know something? You are exactly who you said you are. You never wavered. You are free to be who you want to be. I love you.
That is one of the most emotional pieces. I get a little teary-eyed in the studio when I hear that. I try not to play that too often because it is so emotional. Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell, 25 years ago right now. Of course, Ali's 50th birthday. Ali would have been 75. He'd still be alive. Of course, passed away in June of 2016. The greatest Muhammad Ali. 61 total fights, 56 wins, 5 losses, 37 KOs. Only stopped one time. Of course, October 2nd, 1980, when he was 38 years old, took on a young buck by the name of Larry Holmes. Of course, as I said, his career was marred by the fact that he refused to go into the draft back in 1965. Of course, originally, the United States government had classified him too stupid to enter the military. And of course, they reclassified him because he got mouthy and became a Muslim. So they reclassified him. Of course, then he was smart enough to come into the military, and they tried to drag him in on the draft. He wasn't going. This is no way, no how. And he said, you know what? I'm standing up for what I think is right. You're not going to use me, use my name to lead other young men to slaughter. You know what? He was right. He said a lot. He made a statement. That's what made him the greatest of all time. Muhammad Ali, may you rest in peace. Of course, coming up, Ali on Face the Nation, Part 1 and Part 2. Our next two segments, Ali, back in CBS television days, say 1978, baby, still the world heavyweight champion. Muhammad Ali coming up right here on Sports Overnight America, the Johnny Taco Show. Oh, open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY-DUST, 1-800-878-7867. 7529. This is Taco Man Radio, live from San Francisco. Next up, Ali Unplugged on Face the Nation.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
And that was from that plate around the corner. You know, the rope adult, that was a little bit of the rope adult, but he was a dope. So he got down.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
She says her love for me could never die.
Mr. Ali, you have said that you like to lecture better than you like to box. You've become certainly a very well-known world figure. People know about you in every corner of the earth. You say you want to be a sort of a black Henry Kissinger. What is it you want to do after you stop fighting?
Well, I figure that we only have so many hours a day to do whatever we have to do, so many years to live, and in those years we sleep about 8 hours a day, we travel, we watch television. If a man's 50 years old, he's lucky to say if he's had 20 years to actually live. So I would like to do the best that I can for humanity. I'm blessed by God to be recognized as the most famous face on the earth today, and I cannot think of nothing no better than helping God's creatures or helping poverty or working for good causes where I can use my name to do so, to help this country in other countries where we're having various problems where my influence might help.
Muhammad, what do you think you would have become if you didn't get into boxing?
I really don't know. I started boxing at 12 years old. I was not that educated in school, and I don't know what I would have done. Probably for factory worker, could have been somewhere dead, wound up in the wrong game, the wrong life. But if I had heard the Islamic teachings, and if I've heard the Muslim teachings, and which I've accepted, I would have probably been a minister doing something else good for mankind, but not in a larger way.
Mr. Ali, let me explain. I'm the law correspondent here at CBS, and they didn't bring me in because there might have been something illegal to ask you about, but because they learned that I've been a Golden Glovers once in the dim past, and I want to ask you a sort of a Walter Mitty-ish question. Is there ever going to be another great white hope, a white heavyweight that's going to come in and whip all of you black heavyweights?
Well, it's a great possibility. We can't foresee him now like they come up. We might have one now who might come out of the next Olympics. One might be in some gymnasium now, and he'll knock out somebody next week. We never know until it happens.
Why are there so few American white fighters? You're going to fight a white man in Germany, but why are so few American white heavyweights?
I really don't know. One time we had Jack Dempsey, Gene Tooney, John L. Sullivan, Rocky Marciano, Max Baird, Tony Galento. We had good fighters. Carmen Basilio, Gene Fullman, and they're just not here now.
Well, then let me ask you about this Japanese wrestler. Isn't that denigrating your position as a champion to go over and take part in a gimmick like fighting a wrestler?
I would say ordinary champion, yes, but people expect these things of me. I have a great imagination. I'm always doing something. I don't think you've ever had a box on this show because the things that I've done calls for attention. So this is going to be, we're going into the Oriental world. There's things I want to do for people of the world, and I can get through them through sports. And where when I'm out of boxing, they'll all know me. And now we're working on the Oriental part of the world for some things we like to do there. And we get to meet them through sports. Plus, it's, I have a family. I'm looking to take care of my family. It's a nice payday, and it's interesting. Many people want to know what would a boxer do with a wrestler. And then they'll have a chance to see.
Well, now let me ask you about that nice payday. It seems to me that in February of 1975, you said all your fights from now on were going to be free, that you were going to give all the money to various black charities and to help small businesses and so forth. Does the money come to you, or is it going to these charities?
Not just black charities. We help all type charities, all type people, so I want to get that straight now. Yes, the monies that I make after all taxes, I say it. I like to do all I can to help people and work for charity groups. And I want to say this on the show now. I get millions of phone calls from people thinking I'm the First National Bank. We don't give away no monies. I have lawyers, I have attorneys who check the organizations, the movements, and we don't have no individuals in business that have propositions. It's only for groups of people who need, and this is what I want to do.
Muhammad, was it lawyers and attorneys who went to that Jewish old people's home in New York where there was just about 50 people, or was it Muhammad Ali himself?
No, this was me. This was me. And things such as this, I almost don't have to get permission to help because we know this is right. There's no greed involved on no part of no individuals.
Muhammad, what would you say to your son if he came to you and expressed a desire to box?
Well, I think I'm going to control him or help my wife to control him, and that's to educate him first and get his mind together. And I wouldn't encourage him to box. I'll let him do it as a game, as a sport for health, but not as a livelihood because it's too dangerous. But teach him foreign language and get him. See, we all were born for a purpose. Every trees, the moon, rain, snow, everything God created has a purpose, and man has a purpose. And the wise man is he who finds his life purpose, and we want to help him find his purpose in life, which I'm sure is not boxing.
Are you worried about the burden he'll have to bear being the son of Muhammad Ali? I mean, you're a tough act to follow.
Well, if my act is not a good act, and if I'm not doing nothing right for people, and if my image is bad, it'll be bad. But if I can do the things that I would like to do for God and the service of mankind, then I'm sure he'll be honored to be known as my son, and he would like to follow my footsteps, and people will admire him for that. But if my image is bad, then it's bad for him.
Can I go back to this question of money we were talking about before? By rough estimate, you've made almost $25 million in purses since you came back fight. Now, we've had the spectacle of some former champs who end up in the gutter. What are you doing to avoid that? Are you going to avoid that?
Yes, sir. I'm pray to Almighty God, Allah, do. I think the best thing that I can do or anybody can do is to save the money.
And what's your money in, Jim?
Government tax-free bonds is the best thing I think a man can put his money in. Investments are bad. They're no real good investments. All of them are gambles. And we pay the government all its taxes before I get mine. And but this is why we fight so regular, because I think two halves is better than just one. So we plan to save as much as we can. And
but you're a conservative, aren't you, Jim? Government tax-free bonds. You're a pretty conservative man with your money.
Well, I have a lot of conservative fellows advising me.
let me ask you about something you said just a moment ago in reply to a question by Pete. You said, advising you, son, you would say boxing was too dangerous. Has it been dangerous for you? Have you been hurt? Have you been injured? Have you been damaged in any way?
My jaw's been broken, and one nerve is just coming back from under here where I couldn't feel for about a year or two. And right now, my eardrum is busted. I got my busted eardrum in Manila with Joe Frazier, training for Frazier. And I just had it rebusted, the same one again, and it'll heal itself in about 2 weeks. But this is about all. I've had a few sore ribs.
I asked because there's been some belief in some quarters that boxing was a dying sport in the United States. I noticed it dropped out of a lot of schools and a lot of colleges. I'm told that now it's coming back in some colleges. What do you think of boxing as a sport for amateurs?
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, is a car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
Mohammed, since this is a political year, do you have a favorite among the presidential candidates? And more interestingly, has anyone asked you for support?
No, they haven't. Made a statement the other day about I'm not voting for no one. I don't know enough about politics to nor do what I want people watching this show to be influenced by my feelings, because I don't know enough about it. But on this administration that I really have liked is Ford's administration. For simple fact, immediately after beating George Foreman, I was invited to the White House and met him and his daughter. King Hussein was just in the country, and he thought enough of me, knowing that he was a Muslim. With my religion, he thought enough of me to invite me to entertain him and to meet him at the White House. So I've been to the White House twice. So if I had to do any voting, which I don't know enough about politics, but I like President Ford and his administration.
Can I go back to the money just for a minute?
Just a moment on this question of endorsing somebody. You have also said that you would vote for Jimmy Carter, have you not?
I mentioned no names.
Seems to me you were on the record in a newspaper article as saying you would vote for Jimmy Carter.
I remember I said no name. I said there's a certain fellow, I just like his smile.
Well, were you put off by the ethnic purity remark that he made?
No, I don't know nothing about that. I don't condemn people for making remarks or making statements. I'm sure we all make statements off camera that would get us all in trouble. But because somebody made a mistake, I'm one who's been criticized for things I've said, so I'm the last one to condemn any man for something he said, because I'm a victim of the same circumstance.
Well, you leave us kind of hung up. You like Jimmy, you like a man with a certain smile, and you like President Ford.
I didn't say no name. I like your smile.
You like a man with a certain smile for president, and you like President Ford. Are you going to vote for both of them?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say I like him for president. I just said I like the image of a certain man. I like the way he smiles. I see all the politicians smiling. What make you think I mean Carter?
I pursue this for one particular reason. There's been a big problem lately in a diminished vote from the black segment of the American population. The blacks have not been voting in anywhere like their past strength. And so I wonder whether you, as one of the recognized figures of the black community, might give a push to black voting, or whether you think of this as important.
I think it's important if the man we vote for does the right job and means right for all people. I don't know too much about politics, so this is why Carter, Ford, or whoever, I cannot openly make a statement who I'm supporting or who I'll vote for, because I don't know. But the administration that I like, and the one I've been under a few presidents since I've been popular, but I've never been honored like I have by President Ford.
Well, you are. I know that you have more an interest in religion, and you've said that's one of the things you want to devote a lot of time to later. But now, Mr. Ali, what about this image also as a womanizer that you also have? Is that going to Is that you? You're looking at me a little incredulously here. I don't know why, but
I'm trying to figure what you mean by woman.
Well, you have a reputation as you're separated from your wife, and you're you have a reputation as a man who has a sharp eye for the ladies. Now, how is that going to be consistent with your role as a religious leader in the years ahead?
Well, as far as my personal beliefs are concerned, I don't talk about them in public. As far as my personal problems are with family, these are things I don't discuss in public, especially on high-class shows like I was told yours would be, so I don't even expect to talk about that here.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Life, it's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
1976, Muhammad Ali talking up, of course, the election between Gerald Ford, the defending president, defending champion at that point in time. And of course, the man that will come along and take the presidency for 4 years, and Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, of course, from Georgia. Man, what? I can't believe that was as long as it was, like 40-something years ago. Man, time really, really does fly, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, Sports Overnight America, Part 2, Muhammad Ali, Face the Nation, 1976.
You have said from time to time that a wise man can play the fool, but a fool can't act like a wise man. And then you've said, I've always got to talk. People expect it of me. Is that a role that you play? Well, are you trying to be a...
What I was talking about, I used to watch a wrestler named Gorgeous George, and he would always talk about how he's going to annihilate the bum, and he would do this and do that, and people came to see him get beat. And this is where I got the idea. So the talking and the gimmicks and the predicting, which I don't do nowadays like I used to, was only to promote the fights, which has now elevated me over all athletes in the history of the world as far as drawing power and world attraction is concerned. So this is just a purpose of publicity, all the talking. That's why I did that. I don't have to do it.
You kind of disappoint me, I have to admit. I sort of thought this poetry, this float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, was the real Ali, not some kind of a commercial gimmick.
No, that's all. It wasn't a commercial gimmick, but it was promotion, and it was the real Ali. I do float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, but the little poems and the gimmicks were just to promote the fights. The newspapers gave them something to write about.
If I can go back just for a minute, and this is obviously meant in a spirit of friendliness. The question of the Muhammad, the Islamic religion, and your future in that. Do you? The impression one gets is perhaps it is loosening up a bit after the death of Elijah Muhammad. Do you think it's changing now, and that your role in it can change? In view
well,
of
what
current?
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught was good for the time during the 30s when black people had been castrated, lynched, deprived of freedom, justice, equality, raped. He had to teach that the white man is a devil. His actions towards us is that of a devil. Now that we're no longer being lynched, raped, castrated, we're given equal justice. We can go anywhere to live, even the North fights the South to have, so we can have certain rights. People are not acting this way today. So Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is on time. He's teaching us it's not the color of the physical body that makes a man a devil. God don't look at our colors. Minds, hearts have no color. God look at our minds and our actions and our deeds. So we have white Muslims, brown Muslims, red Muslims, yellow Muslims, all colors. So it's the color. So the big thing in the change now, we have white people who have accepted our faith, and we now recognize all men as brothers, and we look at them according to their works. Some blacks can do evil, and white. So it's not the color. Now we look at the actions.
Now, how about the money, though? There have been reports that the Muslims, to a large extent, controlled and received a lot of your money. What truth is there to that?
There's no truth whatsoever. I wish I could give more to my cause than I do. Who receives most of my money is the American government. I have made about $31 million up until this time, and the government has taken about $28 million. So I don't have no money to give to my religion like I want to. The government has taken it. I'll make $1,500,000 for the fight I just had. I'll be doing good to go home with $350,000 out of $1,500,000 because of all the taxes and state and federal and the government. So the government will take the monies, not my religion.
Muhammad, in your book, The Greatest, there seems to be a great deal of revisionist history. You tell us that you weren't brought up in middle-class comfort but semi-poverty. You tell us you're not a direct descendant of Henry Clay, and you tell us it wasn't a white Louisville cop named Joe Martin who started you on boxing, but a black instructor in Louisville. And this flies in the face of all the research we've done over the past 15 years. How did we miss it? I mean,
well, Joe Martin was the man who I first started boxing with. Joe Martin is a white patrolman in Louisville, Kentucky, who held boxing at Columbia Gym. And he had a show called Tomorrow's Champions. Well, during that time, well, the blacks were a little held back. So Fred Stoner was the best trainer. Fred, I would train with Joe Martin at 8 o'clock and go to 10 o'clock and train with Joe Martin. That's where I learned, Fred Stoner. That's where I learned my science, my boxing ability, my dancing ability, all my skills. But I had to go back to Joe Martin in order to stay with him to get on the television, which he had the connections and the complexions to get the protections. So I stayed with him. But the man who actually trained me, to taught me my skills, was Fred Stoner. But the man who took me around the country, got me the publicity, and put me in the right places was Joe Martin. So this is how I had to make it in that southern city.
But what about you say you grew up in semi-poverty? And your father was a fairly successful
son.
When
I say semi-poverty, I mean many days we didn't have food, and many days we had to put cardboard in our shoes, and many days the car wouldn't start because it was always 15 years too old, and many days the toilet wouldn't flush because the plumbing was broke, or many days we had to put a pan under the roof because the water had leaked in the kitchen, we couldn't afford to fix it, or the cellar would fill up during rain and we had to take a bucket and put the water out. My mother and father did all they could, and with the monies they made, they raised me good, and this is why I'm as great as I am now, because of my mother and father and the help of God. So, and the way I never had to work, and they did all they could to feed me. So this is why I'm where I'm at. But semi-poverty compared to what I know and you know. We may go out tomorrow and spend $150 for dinner if we take three people. The average family in America today feeds a family in 2 weeks on $150.
Were you ever asked during that period of time to throw a fight?
No, sir. I see this stuff in movies, but...
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Is that just in the movies, or is there a lot of that in boxing?
All I know is from the movies. I've never had nobody say, throw a fight. I've never knew nobody who did. Now, probably in the past, these things have happened, but I know nothing about it.
You also report in the book that you threw your Olympic gold medal into the river after a couple of racist incidents. Do you regret that now? Do you wish you had the medal back now that the country has changed?
I wish I had my medal. I might try to go back and find that medal. Something happened to me one day, and I just got mad and threw the medal away.
Can I ask you one question about the Supreme Court decision? There was a report around the Supreme Court that the justices had first voted to uphold your conviction, and then later that they switched and it was unanimously to overturn it. Did you and your lawyers ever hear that rumor?
No, sir. I never heard that before.
Do you think that the system of justice dealt fairly with you?
Yes, sir. I know they have. I'll say this. We have a lot of moral problems in America, but America's the greatest country in the world. I've been throughout the world. The best schooling system, the best educational system, the medical system, the highways, the cars, the airplanes, the television shows. And this is why, but morally, we need to be uplifted. And the greatest moral teacher that we have in America is the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and we are now looking to tell the people more about him.
Muhammad, let me bring a couple of questions out of left field. We talked about this once. Do you believe in life on other planets? And two, do you believe in reincarnation? And if you do, who would you come back as?
Yes, I believe in life. I believe there is. I'm not really sure. I don't think none of us can prove it, but I've heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach that there's life on Mars. I believe, if I believe in reincarnation, I don't know. It was just a quick question, but I would like to come back as Wallace Muhammad, our great Muslim leader in America. To us, he's everything because he's teaching us all about ourselves, about God, how to treat people, how to eat, everything, my whole life, everything that I do, everything that I represent, all I think about when I'm fighting is the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and his program. He's the only man that I really admire, and I would like to come back as him.
Let me ask you one question, which I don't know whether it's out of left field or right field, about Muslims in America. One of the things that people think about is the conflict in the Arabic world between Muslims and Jews. Some people who are Jewish in this country get worried about black Muslims, and yet you show very little in the way of signs of anti-Semitism. It doesn't seem to be any parallel there.
No, well, I would like for you to look at me as a true one, as far as true belief is concerned. We don't have black Muslims here. That's a press word. We have white brothers. We have brown, red, and yellow. All colors can be Muslims. And as far as the conflict is concerned in those countries, I don't know too much about it. And I'm looking for peace one day with all people.
Now, Mr. Ali, you're obviously a very bright man, and yet we're told that at one time that you flunked the draft exam because of the mental test. Did you throw that? Was that one fight you threw?
Or was it fixed?
The reason I'm laughing is because it was true. I did fail it. Today, I'm not a good reader. I don't spell good at all. If you gave me a test today, I might fail it because we have 2 minutes to do the test. I told them after that, they said, Muhammad, you failed the test. I said, I told you I was the greatest, not the smartest.
Muhammad, they're going to go into filming on a movie based on your life, and you're supposed to be playing yourself. If you weren't the star, who would you like to play Muhammad Ali?
I really don't know. I would have to take some time to think about it, but it's real difficult because I can act. They say I'm a good actor, but nobody's never written lines to me and told me what to say and then look serious. So they've invested so much Columbia Pictures in this, and they really have a lot of faith, and I'm thankful for that, but they don't know if I can act or not yet.
Okay, thank you very much, Muhammad Ali, for being with us today on Face the Nation.
What a class act. I mean, he wasn't bragging, he wasn't boasting, he was just being Muhammad Ali, 1976, right before the presidential election. Wow. It's hard to believe that the time has really flown like it. Of course, my time, my personal time with Muhammad Ali was in the 1990s. Specifically, in 1993, went to the Brawl at the Wall in Montreal, in Beijing, China, the Great Wall of China. Of course, we got to do a fight card there. It was the first boxing card in the People's Republic of China since 1949, the first televised boxing card. I televised that. Of course, I was the first radio show ever to come from the People's Republic of China regarding a sports show, of course, since 1949. So all this stuff was just sort of like historic back in 1993. I mean, it was crazy. It just was, of course. But the food was terrible, and we lost all kinds of weight. And what happened was I didn't know that they cooked soft scrambled eggs where they had the water running on top of the scrambled eggs. Well, that's the way they were cooking the scrambled eggs over there, and we weren't eating that kind of stuff. And the bacon just looked nasty, and Ali wouldn't eat bacon because he's Muslim. He doesn't eat pork. So the bottom line was every once in a while, we're there a week, I think, and I think three times I made runs late at night before 11 o'clock to McDonald's and brought back Big Macs and quarter pounders with cheese, because the bottom line was that's what we survived on our first trip in China. Now, when back in 1994, things were different. We had our own chef. We had an American chef at a Macau hotel. It was like an exclusive five-star hotel. Man, it was the Oriental Mandarin Hotel. We had our own chef. He cooked for us 24/7. It was like great, great food. Anyway, Ali and I, of course, had a great time there. I got to travel through the People's Republic of China through four or five different cities. Of course, we ended up in Hong Kong, getting on a flight in Hong Kong and coming back here to the United States. It was just one of the most memorable trips I'd ever taken in my entire life. In fact, I don't think I've ever been more blessed than I was the week I got to spend, the 10 days I got to spend around him. It was just amazing. I'm talking about the second tour through China, 1994. It was just mind-boggling. It just was. I mean, I don't know if I told you this, but we'd go places in trains and in vans and this and that. And we'd stop this train out in the middle of nowhere, and they didn't have the internet. They didn't have telephones. They didn't have anything. We stopped this train in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of China, and people walked up with no teeth, absolutely no teeth, and they knew who he was. They knew he was Muhammad Ali. They knew who he was. People that have absolutely no communication with the modern world. I was like almost cavemen. Chinese cavemen, that's what these were, okay? That's how native they were. I kid you not, but they knew who he was. We were in Macau when word got out that Muhammad Ali was in town. All of a sudden, the streets were filling up, and people were blocking our van, and they needed to get out and wave to people and take pictures, and he was so gracious, man. And I think one of the greatest things he ever did was we were involved in this big political tour one morning. We had to go back and forth between all these politicals and taking pictures with them, and the governor and the mayor and this guy and that guy and the mayor's wife and that kind of stuff. So we actually taking about two or three little, you know, picture type of things. Then we had enough to take a picture. So Ali said, let's go to a hospital. So we asked the driver, can you take us to a hospital? We want to go to a hospital involving kids. So we go to this hospital, and these kids are really in bad, bad shape. And when I say bad shape, I kid you not. I mean bad, bad shape. Like one arm and deformed, and like one eye and no ear and on one side. And then, it was just terrible. The most deformed kids you'd ever watch in your entire life. And my child was only a couple of years old, so I was like freaking out, okay? So we left the place after leaving him with $1,200 for food. That was enough food for an entire year or 6 months, something like that. Anyway, she was going to feed these kids for a long, long time. Bottom line is we left him with some food and some money, and we left him happy. And when we left and got in the van, I was crying, a little tearful in the back of the van. Ali came back to me and said to me, what's the matter with you, man? What's the matter with you? And I said, you know, those kids being as bad as they were, I said, that just killed me. He said, listen, son, you can't save every puppy in the pound. You know what? He's right. That's the way I deal with the homeless nowadays in 2017. I can't give quarters to everybody. You are tuned to these Ring Talk. I take it back. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. This is the Taco Man, live from San Francisco. Darling, darling, stand by me.
Whoa. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's Pacific time on the West Coast. Of course, live on the West Coast. Only a live network show in the entire world, baby. Taco Man Radio, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time for 2 hours right here on the Taco Man Radio Network Sports Overnight America. Don't forget, Ring Talk live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Your inside look in the world of combat sports, boxing, MMA, a little pro wrestling as well. Ring Talk, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Sports Overnight America Radio Network. I am the Taco Man. I thank you so much for spending some time with me. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, live right here on the Taco Man Radio Network.